probably took them two or three games to just sort of transition back into the Championship. You know, you sort of different style of playing the Premier League, and you're probably, you know, used to not having the bulk of possession. I mean, to refer to Burnley, they were promoted without the bulk of possession, but yeah, they've found their feet again. Lost one in ten. Still not not hit top gear yet. I mean, there's an awful lot more to come from them, but they've got this mentality. They find ways to win games of football like they did at Blackburn Rovers last week when not at their best.
And of course, that win against Blackburn Rovers, it must give a big confidence boost to the side to get that win over the local rivals.
Yeah. I mean, it's they waited 35 years, before the last one, like 18 months or so ago. Yeah, it's like waiting for a bus. There's just two have come at once, sort of thing. But they were, they were second best probably in the game in terms of chances, albeit Blackburn's chances came from Probably Burnley giving the ball away, or a bit of indecision at the back. So it wasn't like Blackburn played through them at any stage. But they're very clinical with the chances, Burnley, and they do defend ever so well.
And looking at some of the standout players, obviously the big money move for Andre Gray, and also the character that is Joey Barton as well. How have they settled in?
Andre Gray's pretty much hit the ground running. Really, he's four in seven. Games now for Burnley. He's a few assists in there as well. Really hard working, really physical, aggressive in a good way. And he's taking his goals well when they've come. Joey Barton, he obviously needed time to get fit. I hadn't kicked a ball from the end of last season, but once he's got up to speed with the rest of the squad, he's been really influential. They've not really had a natural sort of central midfield pairing since Dean Marnie hurt his cruciate ligament in February. Scott Arfield had been filling in there as a central midfield, but his better performances for Burnley have come in a wider midfield position. So Joey coming in has freed Scott Arfield up. It's given David Jones a bit more licence as well. Is that that bit of extra aggression, extra bite in there, and he can pass a football as well, people forget. He's a very good passer of football.
And of course, looking at Scott Arfield, someone who had a spell at Huddersfield Town and really left on a bit of a whimper, he's excelled at Burnley, hasn't he?
Yeah, I don't think people in Burnley didn't know an awful lot about him when he arrived the summer of 2013. He came in and had a game on trial at Morecambe, a game which Burnley lost, but he showed enough to the manager in pre-season, won the contract, had to then win a place in the side, and he got nine goals in the promotion season, and he was absolutely integral. He plays this sort of narrow, not as a wide player, but not as a central midfielder either. He's sort of an in-betweener, intelligent, quick feet, capable of creating a goal and capable of scoring a goal, and not quite sure why it didn't quite happen for him at Huddersfield, but he's been a revelation at Burnley.
And from the outside looking in, just how would you rate Huddersfield's season so far?
Yeah, they've sort of been up and down, but I say Chris Powell's he's a good manager. He knows the level very well. Some very good players at Huddersfield. They lost Butterfield in the summer, and going back, I think Burnley boy Oliver Norwood's been a miss as well. But always tricky customers for Burnley, certainly at Huddersfield. They've won the last two at Huddersfield, but even at Turf Moor, I remember the last meeting in Burnley's promotion season being a real ding-dong game around the festive period. So imagine a very very difficult game. It's Burnley are extremely hard to beat. They've only lost seven out of 62 championship games, believe it or not, in Sean Dyche's time. And I think Burnley fans will be confident of picking up another 3 points.
You've mentioned the manager, Sean Dyche. Are you surprised that he's still at the club? Because I know a lot of Premier League sides that have got rid of a manager have at least looked at Dyche.
Yeah, I think there's... he's certainly, for my money, he's a Premier League manager. He's going to have a huge future in the game. But I just look at some of the jobs which have become available, particularly when Burnley were in the Premier League. I mean, like West Brom changed managers and went for a safe pair of hands in Tony Pulis. You look at Sunderland now, teams are going for these sort of firefighters almost, that they become renowned for keeping teams in the league. obviously Sean, you know, couldn't quite keep Burnley in the league. I don't know who could have kept Burnley in the league with the, you know, the budget and the resources they had available. But I think he's a different type. I think he's someone who's going to come in and build, you know, a club as he has done at Burnley with his ethos and the environment he creates. So he's destined for great things, I think. But it's, yeah, I think it's very much a case of, you know, what type of job becomes available.
And just finally then, if I was to push you, just what's your prediction for the game?
So I don't want to upset anyone, but I'd back Burnley to win on Saturday. I think, you know, the firepower they possess with Andre Gray, Sam Vokes, you know, the midfield now is, you know, very competitive, and they're just so hard to beat. You know, defensively, they're improving, they're keeping clean sheets now, and yeah, I think it'd be a tough ask for Huddersfield, but certainly, you know, they are certainly capable of getting the result.
And just finally then, looking at the season, do you think Burnley will be going up again?
Yeah, you can't guarantee it, but I'd be surprised if Burnley weren't in the top six, certainly. I think, you know, top two is harder to pin down, but yeah, I think if they're outside the top six, I think Burnley would be, you know, very disappointed, really. Yeah, you look at the likes of Derby County are looking ominous. Middlesbrough obviously won at Manchester United last night, and they've been sort of, you know, faded away a bit in the league of late, but, you know, still very, very good squad and manager. And, you know, Brighton have been, I think they've surprised so many people so far, but they have a good manager, and, you know, it's been waiting to take off down there for a long time. So, yeah, it's going to be tough, but, yeah, top six certainly, I think.